The Longmont Leader accepts contributions, photos, letters to the editor, or LTEs, and op-eds for publication from community members, business leaders and public officials on local topics. Publication will be at the discretion of the editor and published opinions do not represent the views of the Longmont Leader or its staff. To submit a contribution, email info@longmontleader.com. Before you vote in the midterms, you should know that if Republicans take control of the House, they are planning to cut Medicare and Social Security. I am retired and enjoy the benefits of these programs, having paid into Social Security my whole working life. Medicare is quite cost-effective, vastly more efficient than private health insurance. Social Security and Medicare have allowed great numbers of older Americans to live happy, dignified lives. Without these programs, we would have a huge increase in poverty and early death in our country. Four Republicans hoping to become chair of the House Budget Committee are talking openly about cutting these programs if they regain a majority in the House of Representatives. They plan to hold the federal debt ceiling hostage, risking great damage to our fragile economy, in order to help their rich friends avoid taxes. In the Protecting and Preserving Social Security Act, Democrats have proposed a way to make Social Security solvent far into the future. Social Security is funded by payroll taxes, which are capped at $147,000 annual income. This act would remove that cap, requiring the super wealthy to pay their fair share. If you are young, you should know that Social Security and Medicare can be there for you, but you have to protect them now. Vote for the party that wants our whole society to thrive, not the one that wants to funnel more money to the rich at the expense of the rest of us. Vote Democratic.